Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
With Dusty Hera and NFL veteran Cam Cleland.
If I can change and you can change, everybody can change.
On 1080, The Fan.
All right, coming up this hour, we have our Throwback Thursday. First concerts that you went to. Got some good ones already coming in on the Better You Today text line, 55305. Also in the show, we got Jags going all in on defense. And players really get fired up about their Madden ratings. That's a big deal to them.
Yes, it is.
Did you know what your Madden ratings were?
I did not. My best rating was, I want to say, 2,000. Oh. My 2,000 rating.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to go. I'm arbitrary.
There's a whole website for it.
Yeah.
There's a whole website for it. We'll go through all of your Madden ratings and see how you improved and declined over your career.
What did I decline?
I think I heard Suk say on the air the other day that one of the years in Madden, he was the third worst player in the game.
Nice. Good for him.
Hey. Life goals.
He was in the game.
You were in the game. That's what I'm saying.
You were in the game. It doesn't matter.
No. More than most people can say.
I broke out the old Sega. The classic Sega and the PlayStation. And I let my kid, I'm like, hey, check this out. And I'm like, oh my God, this game is really bad.
They're like, Dad, what is this? What are you?
I'm telling you, the boys, they're like, oh yeah, you got a chance to use your dad. Your dad's really slow. He's got good hands.
Like, do you remember when Reggie White was the same size as Merrill Hodge in the game?
No,
like, all the characters are the same size.
Right, we were all the same size. Frustrating. I look like a tackle.
Except for in Tecmo Bowl, like Bo Jackson was somehow bigger than everybody else on the field. Yeah. And rightfully so.
No doubt.
All right. So we got Throwback Thursday coming up this hour. We got Madden ratings, Jags, and some NFL chatter. But right now, it's time for the hot and cool.
What's hot?
Spoken.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Brought to you on the fan by Area Heating and Cooling. With more than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver, you won't have to wait on Area.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Is LeBron's honeymoon over in L.A.?
Already?
Well, the artist who painted a mural of him in Venice Beach has already taken it down. He's already painted over the painting after it's been vandalized twice in 3 days.
Yeah, because there's idiots, no matter what. You mean to tell me you're going to go to a city, the City of Angels, and everybody's going to love you and embrace you? No.
Well, you know what he said? The artist said, I've always stayed away from religion and politics. And now I'm going to stay away from religion, politics, and anyone against Kobe Bryant. Because, like, there's Kobe fans out there that refuse to admit that LeBron James is better than Kobe. And so now that he's even on the Lakers, they're like, no, he's not the king of L.A.
Yeah.
Kobe's still the king.
The Kobe super fans are kind of insane.
They really are.
They're, like,
aren't they right, though?
On Twitter
LeBron
and stuff.
In L.A., Kobe is better than LeBron.
Well, he's bigger because he won championships. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But they just refuse.
Yeah, I love that.
They refuse to admit that
loyalty.
Kobe Bryant is not as good and dominant of a player as LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Mm. They're like, no, Kobe's number one and always will be.
I love blind loyalty.
Also, did you see that it appears that LeBron James Media Company, just a week after showing up in LA. LeBron James's movie company has sold a comedy to Paramount and he's in talks for starring in it.
It's a comedy, and he's going to be... Well, Trainwreck was the last one he had a major role in.
Yeah.
You don't think it's all about business, too? I think business is an add-on that is basketball. He wants to win a championship in L.A., be the only one that's ever won championships with three different teams. I like that idea. This, and become an actor and show his kids swimming in the pool.
This is in addition to LeBron is making a reboot of House Party.
Ooh, Space Jam 2.
And Space Jam. Do you really need to make a reboot of House Party, though?
Oh, that would be cool. I like little reboots.
Really?
I like reboots sometimes. Yeah, good reboots.
I remember you not being on board with most reboots.
There are some bad. There have been some bad reboots.
Because no one does them justice.
I enjoyed a couple good ones. Like, you know, there's always a couple good ones.
Name one.
Okay, I liked the Karate Kid one.
With Will Smith's kid?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and Jackie Chan.
Never saw it.
A horrible movie.
You thought it was horrible?
I thought it was terrible.
No, it's not terrible. It's all right.
I think you're forcing that.
No, I'm not. I'm being honest. You asked me to be honest. I know. I'm giving you honesty. I am.
Don't let who Jaden Smith is in real life sway you, Dustin.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
That's the coolest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
All right, apparently nobody wants Isaiah Thomas to play for them, so he's saying, hey, I'll return to Boston. Is Danny Ainge going to do it again?
Huh.
Is he going to pull one over on the NBA?
No.
Okay.
No.
What is Isaiah Thomas's market now in the NBA? I mean, after that hip injury, he went to Cleveland, L.A., didn't work out either place. Injury, done?
5'9 guards. I might be giving him something at 5'9.
The guy was an MVP candidate.
I know, but he's a shooter.
We're a long way from the moment he said that we could back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah, yes, we are. Isaiah's been, he was a second-round pick.
You can back it up out of his driveway.
And he's earned everything he's done in the league. He just is a small man that can't play defense, and he's a liability out there. There's just nothing more said.
Well, if they don't get Isaiah Thomas, they may get Marcus Smart on a discount. Nobody has the money to spend on him, and so apparently there are reports that he's willing to return to Boston for under $15 million a year, which is the going rate for a player of Marcus Smart's caliber. So, well, weird.
Well, all that money Boston dried up really quick, didn't it?
Sure did. Sure did. Well, franchises didn't have to spend it all.
Yeah.
Oh, hot.
All right, let's talk some Major League Baseball. Mariners jumped out to a 3-0 lead against the Angels for a second straight night, but this time they slammed the door shut, blanking the Angels 3-0 and back in their winning ways. That's good to hear for the Mariners. David Freitas, who's filling in for injured Mike Zunino, he went yod, first career home run in that game, and Gene Segura had an RBI double, and Mariners win 3-0. They are now 58-35 on the year.
Hey, that's a pretty powerful roster that the Angels have, so to hold them to a goose egg, I'm going to say that's a good thing. 58-35, I think, is the record currently.
Congratulations.
Am I right?
Just said it. I wonder how you got that.
I got it because I can't believe it half the time.
Yeah. They have, what, 4 games left before the All-Star break?
60, baby.
2 games. They just have to go 500, and all of a sudden, you're going to be looking at a 60-win team hitting the All-Star break. They're 3 games back of Houston, who lost to the A's last night, 8-3. And you have the Red Sox at 65-29. And lo and behold, the Yankees have cooled down a little bit. They're 60-31 on this season.
They're chasing Boston.
Yes, they are. That's going to be a tough thing to do. Also, we discussed this yesterday. Ken Giles, he cussed out his manager on, would that be Monday night? Wednesday, he was sent down to AAA Fresno.
You think that was the last straw or this was bound to happen?
Bound to happen. I mean, Hector Rendon has been the closer for the last month and a half anyways.
Yeah.
And he's been riding the struggle bus. So I think it had a little bit to do with it for sure.
Sure.
But performance.
Not according to AJ Hinch. He said it has nothing to do with it. They just got to get him right.
Liar.
Yeah.
Liar.
Because he knows at some point, Ken Giles might be back on his roster. So don't throw him under the bus.
Yeah.
And a little bit. Seen tiny bit?
Yeah. A little bit of punishment.
And that's cool. That's cool.
World Cup final is set for Sunday. France. In Croatia. We'll meet up after a 2-1 win by the Croats over the British Bulldogs, England.
Did you see, I showed you the celebration of the first goal by the English.
The only goal.
They figured it was almost $10,000 of beer gone wasted in that first celebration.
Worth it.
Wherever they were. Worth it. Gone. Celebrated.
That was a really cool video.
That was pretty cool. The beer just gone. $10,000.
Poof!
Instantaneous. Hmm. It didn't matter.
That game was entertaining.
Extra time.
End of the game was entertaining because both teams were pushing. They wanted to win. They wanted to get out of there. Croatia becomes the first team in World Cup history to win three straight games that have gone to extra time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Destiny. I mean,
two shootouts and then an actual win in extra time.
Okay, the country has how many in it?
4 million people.
So 4 million.
The United States only has 321 million more people.
So a country of 4 million are in the World Cup final, and we can't even make the World Cup final.
I'm rooting for Croatia.
You got the Croatian. I'm going for Francais because I like they gave us French fries and the Statue of Liberty.
And French toast.
And French toast.
I love French
toast. And croissant.
Crepes.
Crepes.
Some pretty good wine.
Good wine.
Champagne. Tony Parker.
Maybe.
Nicolas Batum. Ronny Turiaf.
You can keep going.
Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Democracy.
But it's good.
Menage a trois.
There it is.
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
Blazers Summer League continues in Vegas. 7:30 tip tonight against the Hawks on ESPN2. We're going to raise a banner in Moda Center.
You're going to give me a headache.
What?
It's summer ball. Summer ball. It's like glorified scrimmages.
Yeah. Who's the worst team in Summer League this year?
They'll win the title. Golden State.
The title?
Chidle is a championship title combination.
I like it.
You didn't know that?
I like it. I like what you
had. The Warriors win chidles all the time.
You know what? A summer league is worthy of a chidle.
You win a championship?
No. A championship?
It's the reverse of a chidle.
Yeah. I'm more fan of chidles. That's what I would call this.
Championships sound like, no, I don't want those.
You get a Gatorade trophy, and it's going to say chidle winners.
Mm. You don't dump the bucket. It's just the little green cups of Gatorade you dump on your coach.
You don't get a bucket. No, thimbles.
All right, that's what's on Cool on the Fan. It's brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. More than 30 trucks in Portland and Vancouver. You won't have to wait on Area. Your local train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. It worked. The upset of the season. 7:15 on the Fan. It worked, Cam. They did it. They did it.
I told you it was going to work.
Mariner fans.
We laughed at it.
You have got an all-star. I didn't laugh at it.
No, you said there's no chance. I did. I didn't laugh.
I just said there's
no
chance.
You said
no chance. No chance. Oh, I said it.
So you know what, Lloyd Christmas? You're telling me there's a chance.
Gene Segura and Jesus Aguilar are headed to the All-Star game. The Mariners shortstop and Brewers first baseman won the fan vote. Segura saying it's unbelievable. I can't believe all those people around the world, the fans, the marketing, the organization, the people in Seattle, my teammates, even Felix Hernandez yesterday, going around the city to get some votes for me. It just feels amazing. It feels special. You come from another country. You see how the people support you around the world. It makes it even more special. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Gene Segura won the fan vote, and it was wire to wire.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right when it opened, Mariner fans were like, screw this. We got to get our guy in.
Yeah, and they had the hashtag send Gene. Mm-hmm. It was great. And the reaction I saw, it was posted on Twitter last night of when they found out, and the Mariners found out, they were on the bus driving to the game. A lot of the guys were out. And then you could just see the excitement, and everyone just started yelling for Gene. And the thing is that those of you that don't think that players – athletes don't care about this kind of stuff. They care. Mm-hmm. They care a lot. You know, when Dame gets first team all NBA, he's like, that's big time. These guys, you know, like, oh, I'm good. I don't want the notoriety. It's not that big a deal. When you get to be called an all-star, you're one of the greatest in the world. You're already a professional baseball player, but then you make it. And then you get to get the fan votes, and it feels awesome. So I'm super excited for that. Four Mariners in the all-star game. It's been how long?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. It's been that long.
I have no idea how long it's been since they had that many All-Stars.
It might have been just last year. I don't know. But it's usually been Robbie and Nelson. That's it for a while.
Felix. Felix was the only one in there for quite some time.
And then you get Ichiro. It just feels like it's back.
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of that Soto mojo that they talked about. You know, remember
true
the Soto
to the blue,
mojo?
Dusty. True.
So dumb.
To the blue.
Now they
is
got
it
blue
better
jeans.
than the what's the Houston's again?
It's something really dumb. It's worse.
What's
the
dumber?
Astros is worse. It's like
okay, well then yeah.
Something legendary. But let's not act like true to the blue is something to hang your hat on. I like the fact that Mariner fans are back and engaged. It makes it so fun. Yeah. And when you're not fielding a turd on the field and not even trying to win championships, it's hard to root for a team. But Jerry DePoto has done a fantastic job of putting a winning team out on the field. They're spending money. They've got a manager who seems like he's the first competent manager since Lou Piniella in Seattle.
It's fair.
And they're an exciting brand of baseball to watch. And so I think that they should have had five. I think Paxton deserved to be an all-star.
Yeah.
For sure. But you get four in, and that's pretty cool, man. That's very cool. And it's a mixture of young and old players. So did you have a Sen Segura tweet to help him?
Did I hashtag a Sen Segura?
Yeah. What did you do your part?
No, I couldn't. I actually, no, you had to log in and vote. I did it through the MLB. So I logged in. You have to put in your email.
Did you do it? You did it?
Yes, of course. I didn't do the tweet because that didn't help. I mean, that was more promotion. I actually wanted to vote. So yes, I voted.
Did you get a sticker?
I got an email. Thank you for voting. I'm going to be spammed by Major League Baseball. Yeah. So, well.
It was pretty surprising, though, that Segura got the spot over Andrew Benintendi, who Red Sox fans love. Mm-hmm. And then Giancarlo Stanton, it was the other guy he's going up against.
Oh, yeah, that's enough Yankees.
Well, yeah, I know.
That's what we did.
But that's the thing, though, is that those two fan bases are international. They are huge. Baseball may be the only sport where this happens, where I think that there's some baseball fans were like, wait a minute, this guy's hitting
what
330
yeah.
On the year, and he's got 47 RBI. Yeah, he definitely needs to be an all-star. He's 117 hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heck, that he's on pace for over 200 hits this year. Baseball fans, for as stick in the mud as they are about their stats, they matter in things like this. So Segura's
That's what I was going to tell you, is that baseball fans still have that newspaper stat line person in it that will actually value stats, because Hall of Fame is 3 out of 10.
It absolutely is. All right, Buck, do you have all-star history for us?
Yeah, so the last time they had four all-stars was actually 2014. They had four all-stars. Can you name them?
2014?
Correct.
They had four all-stars in 2014?
You had Nelson.
You had Felix.
Nelson and Robbie.
You had Robbie, no Nelson.
No, Nelson didn't make it that
year.
Didn't
he come in 2015?
Ooh, so that would also have been Kyle Seager?
Correct. One more.
Gosh, that one's going to be tough for me.
We talked about him recently being a bit of a gas can.
Oh, yeah, Fernando Rodney.
Right.
Remember, Fernando Rodney was an all-star.
He was an all-star that year.
And everybody's like, what? And then he got shelled
That was the same year he was hiding in the Rockies out in the tree.
Yeah.
Same year.
Now, they had five all-stars in 2003.
Last time that they were this good.
Yeah, been some time.
But they had eight all-stars in 2001.
Oh, yeah.
Well, when you set the record for wins in a season, I have a feeling your team is going to be
represented.
A little tip of the hat for you.
Yeah, they had four starters in the starting lineup in that 2001. Olerud, Boone, Suzuki, and Edgar.
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
That's amazing. Okay. Also, Home Run Derby was announced. We've got our participants in. Dare I say, Major League Baseball saved the Home Run Derby.
Yeah,
they got one name. We talked about it the other day. Max Muncy.
Oh, that's not him.
Was the only person committed to the Home Run Derby just 2 days ago. Yesterday, they get the full lineup for the T-Mobile Home Run Derby next week. It will be Max Muncy, Rice Hoskins of the Phillies, Freddie Freeman of the Braves, Javier Baez, and Nick Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs, Alex Bregman of the Astros, Jesus Aguilar of the Brewers, and then Bryce Harper. Of the farewell tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they drew straws?
They forced him to do it.
In the Nats?
No, I really think Major League Baseball and the Nationals said, you're doing this.
Yeah, as a farewell. This is
your, yeah, it's your swan song for everybody.
I think they probably sat him down and Rob Manfred goes, all right, Bryce, if you're worried about your swing being screwed up, you're hitting 212. Yeah, so
let's go get it.
You think Rob Manfred has those kind of conversations with Bryce?
And no. And you need a hometown guy trying to go after this?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Who was it for Cincinnati? Remember when he won it?
It was Joey Votto?
Todd Frazier.
Todd Frazier that won it, and he wasn't hitting them like 325. He was just like, little dribblers out. But he was in a rhythm, and it was a hometown for Cincy, and they loved it. You need a hometown representation. You need it, and then it's Bryce Harper. Come on.
True that.
And forced him to do it.
How many times, Buck, more homework, how many times has the hometown guy won the home run derby?
I will check.
Okay. So home run derby saved. We got Bryce Harper in his beautiful hair. Does he hit without a hat on and just let the hair flow?
I mean, he should, right?
Locks. He should.
Yeah, and then he could just flip his hair back after.
A lot of the guys didn't wear hats last year when they were hitting, didn't they?
No.
None of them did.
I think so.
A lot of guys do the backwards hat look, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the guy to do cowboy hat. Maybe a bowler cap while you're hitting home runs.
Fedora encumbrance.
All right, Throwback Thursday. We do it every Thursday. It was a hot button when we talked about it briefly earlier this week. Your first concert you ever went to. Send it to us. Better You Today, text line 55305. 728, here's Buck with SportsCenter.
All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily, nightly.
Will it ever stop? Yo, I sang this song to my daughter the other day when it came on the old Alexa. And she goes, Dad, how did you do that?
I just saw Cam lip syncing it.
No, I could rock this. You know what I had to do to get this? I had to undo the cassette and the CD, open up the fold out, and read the lyrics over and over again and that's what I used to do with the Def Leppard tape.
Yeah.
And get them over and over and over again. Then finally they put the lyrics in the cassette.
Yeah.
Or the CD back. And you had the lyrics.
Eighth grade lip sync competition. Me and my buddy Grant Singleton did the lip sync battle and did some fake breakdancing to this.
Fake breakdancing.
Well, yeah, we did it as a joke. We shaved ice into the back of our heads and got matching jumpsuits at Ross.
Was that during homecoming week?
It was middle school, so.
No, I guess. Sorry.
I didn't really have that. Yeah, it was a great time, though.
If this now, Buck, this one came in on the Better You Text 8.
Yeah, somebody said their first concert was Vanilla Ice and Hilo. I assume that's Hilo Hawaii.
Who opened for Vanilla?
Great question.
Well, that's a better question.
I do know that Vanilla Ice recently performed at a Sacramento Kings halftime.
I believe he goes by Rob Van Winkle now on his show.
TLC show.
Yeah, construction does,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Boy, how the great ones fall.
What, is that a fall? He's on a TV show.
True that.
Is that a fall?
I'd say
that's a peak. It's an uptick.
Our Throwback Thursday is your first concert that you ever went to. You have an all-timer. You have a great one.
It's good.
No. Don't you dare try to downplay yours, because the guy that you saw has one show a month at Madison Square Garden, and he has a lifetime deal to do it. Whenever he wants to, he can do it. That, to me, and he sells out every single one.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a guy who is an all-time performer. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell people what it was?
It's self-explanatory here.
I don't know, not everybody.
Mr. Billy Joel. Oh. The cool, remember when he was, he's a little guy. I remember when he was on Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And he came on, he had the cool glasses on and all that. I love like song singer-songwriters, but also musician-songwriters. All people are musicians.
Yeah.
But he was, just with his piano, he made it fun.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, Elton John was pretty impressive on the piano. There's always been great pianists. But he made it cool.
Yeah.
And that's what changed it.
This is an all-timer. My mom chugged a bottle of castor oil so I would be born so she could go to the Billy Joel concert.
I did not know that.
Yes.
She chugged a bottle of it?
Well, I mean, that's hyperbole. But you have to drink a lot of castor oil to induce labor.
You make sure
labor.
She get to the Billy Joel concert.
She forced my birth so she could go to the Cinco de Mayo Billy Joel concert.
Bingo. There you go.
Like, Billy Joel's an all-timer performer.
My son this year, he learned Piano Man. And he performed it at the talent competition. I think
that's awesome.
We might have to do that. And he did it verbatim. He sung, played the whole song, sang all the lyrics and everything in front of everybody. He was mortified. He was terrified. He was worried, but he knocked it out of the park. It was awesome.
That is cool. You have a good one. And it's way better than mine, which was Dolly Parton at the Schnitz.
Where's the Schnitz?
Downtown. Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall.
Okay. Is this 9 to 5?
Yeah, we're working 9 to 5, baby. Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition. How do you know you're from Hillsborough when Dolly Parton is your first concert?
Did you see the other person who saw Dolly Parton as their first concert on the text line?
No.
Said, my mom's babysitter fell through, so she drugged me to Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. I was sitting on the aisle seat. My mother and aunt and a few of her friends were there. Kenny Rogers started walking down the aisle to the stage, and my mom and aunt pretty much trampled me to get out and try and touch him.
Let me touch him.
Yes.
The gambler.
Oh,
Dolly.
Man. All right. 55305, the Better You Today text line. Man, we have some people that were probably at the same concert because this one has come up a few times. This one from Colby. Belle Biv DeVoe, Johnny Gill, and Keith Sweat at the Coliseum.
Oh, the Coliseum.
Yeah. Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison. I love that song. Mm. That may be one of my jams, my jammy jams.
You're a 90s boy.
Stuck on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison is going to be on there.
The big venue certainly was the Memorial Coliseum here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, most definitely. That's when the big namers came.
Well, I mean, people would even drive up to, because not everybody would come through Portland, so you'd have to go to Tacoma Dome.
Tacoma Dome is the staple if you're in the Northwest, in my opinion. It was. I shared my first concert I got to go pick my sister up from was Dokken and Judas Priest. That's the difference between the first concerts. But yeah, the T-Dome.
Yeah.
The wooden structure.
That is, hey, renovations ongoing to the Tacoma Dome. Have you seen that?
I haven't. I haven't driven through in a while.
Well, no, I just saw pictures that somebody posted on Twitter. Oh, they're ripping out all the seats. I've never been there, but my mom and sister went up to go see New Kids on the Block and MC Hammer.
Wow.
And New Kids on the Block were like an hour and a half late to getting on stage.
Ooh, hot take.
What?
False. The Gorge Amphitheater in Washington trumps the dome.
No, we're talking about growing up.
Yeah,
you
growing
said growing up.
Like, I said growing up. I didn't say now.
No. In the Gorge, that is a beautiful setting
Very cool.
to go to.
Yeah.
But that is such a long drive. We went up to see Van Morrison there. And this is all you need to know about how middle of the nowhere it is. When Van Morrison did his concert, he helicopter came in, landed, golf cart. He played golf cart straight to the stage. He played for an hour. Didn't talk to the crowd because he doesn't do that. Golf cart, helicopter, gone. No encore. Like, you knew no encore. You knew the concert was over because the helicopter left.
Wow. Talk about an exit.
Yeah. That's what happens most times. Ooh. I love this one. Mace, 1998.
Mace.
Last Chance Summer Dance on the Portland Waterfront.
About first concerts too that are legendary. Mace of all ones.
He didn't go with Diddy. He didn't go with Diddy.
No.
55305, the Better You Today text line. Oh no. Stop, Buck. How about this? They do the fair tour now. There's probably a lot of young kids out there that are gonna get this.
I had a little unknown fact on this one.
Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah. Did you know that this song is what Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters, what his song is, copied after? And Huey Lewis was supposed to get that song.
Really?
Think about it. Sing Ghostbusters to this.
Wow.
Yeah, same, I can get the cadence. For
yeah,
sure.
It's all based upon that written as a one-hit wonder, but Huey should have had that song.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Simple Minds?
Hmm.
Don't You Forget About Me?
Yeah.
Supposed to be a Billy Idol song.
Really?
Yeah.
Those writers.
Right?
Thieves.
I bet that happens a lot on songs that we don't even know about, you know? All right, 55305, send them our way. We'll get some, we'll go down memory lane. We'll get some of the music for you as well. Your first concert. Oh, wow. Billy Idol, Duran Duran. You kidding me? You kidding me? Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Yeah, here it is, Mace. A brief but powerful career Mace had. We're talking Throwback Thursday, first concerts that you went to. And this one is a great one. Aerosmith Pump Tour in 89, was 13. Friend's dad took us, handed us earplugs as we got out of the car, said, "You might need these." Thought they were condoms.
Legendary.
Because we thought they were condoms.
You might need these. At 13.
Going to a concert. Hey, boys, legendary. You might need these. This is what we're going to a rock concert's all about. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
We're getting a lot of, you know what I see is that you just see so much of the, just the hairband, because that's the, it's right in that 90s, 80s group.
Yeah, you absolutely see it.
Oh, man, it takes you back.
And you're now, you said hair tour.
And I grabbed my hair and there was nothing there.
But Aerosmith is a good one because Steven Tyler, he can rock out on stage too, man. Even in his old age, they say he's good on stage.
Ragdoll might be one of my favorite videos ever.
I'm trying to remember that one.
So good. You know, Hawaii, Ragdoll was great. Oh, because who was, you remember the movie Clueless, right? Alicia Silverstone. She was in Aerosmith.
With Liv Tyler, his daughter.
Yeah.
And that was...
Oh, boy.
Where they're kind of
Bonnie and Clyde.
Thelma and Louise kind of thing. Criminal spree.
That's good stuff. Yeah. That's some heyday right there. That's some teenage dreaming.
Here's something, though. Steven Tyler, in that video, made his own daughter into a sex symbol.
Well...
Come on, sweetie, gear down
You're
here.
You're talking about Steven Tyler here.
Yeah, I know. But you don't find that weird?
No. What? No. Do you know who the Kardashians are?
Well, I know, but I find that weird. I find that weird, exploiting your children. Whatever. I guess I just am not... They're not at that age yet.
No, not so much.
Jeez. Okay. This one coming in. How about... The Beach Boys, huh? You're not a Beach Boys fan?
Oh, I'm
looking
of course
over,
I am.
I'm looking over at you, and you're just kind of like, eh.
No, I love the Beach Boys.
No?
I think the song, it's just instantaneous. You want to go surf. You want to go hang out on the beach. Instantaneous.
I know. Do they still tour? No, they can't. They have members that are dead now, don't they?
I would think so.
How old are the Beach Boys? They're really old. What?
They're very old.
That we don't know how old the Beach Boys are?
I don't know how many are surviving. How many are alive?
But I guess, band members die all the time and they just plug in somebody else when they leave. 55305, better you today. Text line, first show, 1992, Nirvana at the Salem Armory. Not a huge fan now, but a huge show. P1 Helvey. That's
pretty legendary
because of how short that was and how they exploded after Cobain died.
Yeah,
like they became more popular after that.
There's some really
good to the Armory, but I imagine that's a relatively small venue.
Wait, this is a little odd. First show: Everclear, Soul Coughing, and Redman at the Salem Armory. Like Redman, the rapper. With Everclear?
You're asking that with a question mark, because I don't know either.
Well, they don't know if there's a band, maybe.
Ooh, how about this? Man. Eighth grade, Eminem show. Opened with Exhibit and Papa Roach. Ludacris, then Eminem.
Boy.
Wow.
That...
Says was full of pot.
That eighth grader was exposed to some ass that
That is
night.
The biggest hot box you've ever been a part of in your life.
How about
and we're
person,
not talking plain pickle.
The person that says, "I saw Tonya Harding open for Kool and the Gang on the waterfront, 1995.
Open? What did she
Beat
do?
That ass. I don't know.
Was she what? Wait.
I don't know.
I'm confused. She's
I'm
not
just
a singer.
Reading the text line.
Did she do stand-up?
Celebrity boxing match?
What was she doing?
Figure skating.
I don't know. Maybe was that right after the whole attack and she was trying to grasp onto anything that could possibly generate income?
Still working.
Wow. First concert was Kid Rock this year at New Year's, and I'm 40. What? If you were to wait till 40, I mean, is that Kid Rock your favorite artist of all time? Because if you wait till 40, wouldn't you just make it so you go and you go to a concert that's worth it? You know, like make it worth your while. When you wait till you're 40 years old, it should be your favorite artist of all time to go to. That seems
it
like
must be Kid Rock then.
I mean, if, unless it is Kid Rock, I guess. Weird Al Yankovic at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And then another one, Weird Al Yankovic at the State Fair.
He's still touring. He's got to be.
Are you?
His greatest video is I'm Fat, is the parody of Bad.
Are you a fan of Weird Al's
work? Oh, of course. Classic work. I stopped probably early 90s. And then,
he has had a niche of parodying songs that has lasted far longer than I thought it would.
Anybody.
Because usually you'll see somebody do a parody of a song and it'll be like, oh, they do one or two and then they kind of fade away and into kind of non-existence. But Weird Al just continues to do it and he rolls out hits, man.
I wanted to throw a shout out really quickly. I wanted to say what up, P1 DJ, because he and I both, I met you yesterday, but we both went in for the free Slurpees at, I didn't have a Slurpee because it's too much sugar for me, but I met DJ. So I wanted to give him a shout out, buddy. So congrats, man. And you go in, did you know it was free Slurpee day at 7-Eleven yesterday?
7-Eleven.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
The people that come out when things are free.
Free t-shirts, free food, free anything. People will do anything for something free.
Yeah.
Can't touch this. MC Hammer.
You can't touch this. Do you have Hammer pants?
Did I have Hammer pants? What a dumb question
you
that is.
You had hoops.
Of course I had
highlights.
Hammer pants. Are you kidding me?
I did not have Hammer pants, but I did have Zubas. So pretty much the same.
This album was the first album I ever bought with my own money.
That's pretty good.
What was it? That may be it.
Wait a minute. How old were you?
Like, I don't know, 10, 9, something like that.
How'd you make your money?
I got a birthday gift certificate. Do you remember the chain, The Warehouse? Did you guys have that up here?
No, we had Sam Goody and...
We had Warehouse.
We had Warehouse.
I did not have Warehouse.
W-H-E-R-E.
We had Blockbuster Music.
I did not have Blockbuster.
Tower Records.
But for a birthday present, somebody gave me a $15 gift certificate to The Warehouse, which was enough to buy exactly one CD. I got MC Hammer. Can't touch this. My second CD, Hammer Too Legit to Quit.
There you go.
Nice. You know, that may be another Throwback Thursday in its own right. First album you ever bought, because those are always the most memorable, is when you go out and you buy your first album, and you probably look back, most people have regrettable first albums that they bought. Like some of these first concerts that people have gone to.
How about this one? Better You Today text line. Iron Maiden with Fastaway. I did not know that was Motorhead's guitarist. And Girls School, Lita Ford before going solo.
Wow.
That's like, I got to throw up my metal face and go rock.
I mean, why is it me, or did the hair bands and the metal bands, do they just all travel, the big acts travel together?
Yeah, you would think so.
You know, it's not like an up-and-coming act, and then you have a big one. It seems like it's always kind of been the big acts always kind of traveled together and melted everybody's faces, which is cool. I mean, you don't really see big acts go because somebody always wants to be the opening act, you know?
The headliner.
Everybody wants to close it down. Nobody wants to be.
But it was
the
always the up and comer. Was you looked as like, oh, who's this? Who's this opener?
But metal bands and hair bands, they're like, no. If I open
rock it together.
That means I have more time to party all night. You know, so they don't really care that much. 55305. We'll get to some of them as the show goes on. First concerts that you went to. We got some people that have been to some pretty sweet concerts. 7:56, right? Coming up next, we have got some NFL chatter as well. Players getting fired up over Madden ratings. Also next hour, Jags go all in on the defensive side of the ball. And when we say all in, it's by a long shot. 7:57 on The Fan.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.